Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevens with us in the front of the classroom teaching the broadcast class today. Rich, did I hear you mention the term creative accounting? Was that in the news? Was that in the news, or was that you?
I use that term often. About money shuffling, creative accounting for non-productive earnings. Basically, what it means is it shows the illusion of the whole monetary system. It's just like, you know, gas prices rising for 47th time in 48 days. This is not by accident. It's against the little people. So when I talk about the stock market and earnings and things like that, nothing means anything. Earnings, price discovery, market fundamentals, fair value, leverage, liquidity, valuations, price to earnings, price to sales ratio, GDP, credit, debt. What's the core business of corporations anymore? Look where all the money printing is going to for payoffs and money laundering, free market supply and demand, velocity of money, profits, liquidity, solvency, inflation, deflation. Everything is so ambiguous in order to feather the nest of the elite without any consequences or the accountability and make the little people the not the beneficiaries, but the slaves. Does that make sense?
Yes. And if I were to pick one word, just one word, to be the synonym for creative accounting, that word would be lying. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, lying, and there's many, many, many subsets under that, like gaslighting, and we've talked about all those.
And so here's what you've been saying for as long as we've been on the radio together. You've been teaching that people in the money, power, and control aisle, those people have been lying to us. They've been manipulating the books. They've been telling us mistruths, half-truths, and non-truths to get us to do what they want us to do. They have been pushing us, pulling us. They use the tax code to manipulate our behavior. That's what taxes are for. Frankly, they're really... The reality is there is no need for taxes. There is no need. The government could just print. But they can't control you unless they have a machine like the IRS to enforce something. So what they do is they tell you that taxes are voluntary and you get to volunteer to pay them. But if you don't, they'll put you in prison. So it's a carrot and the stick kind of a thing. And so that's where we are. We are being manipulated and controlled and coerced and divided and conquered. I mean, to use a lot of the words that Rich Shevens has been saying, and they're right. They are absolutely correct. So here we are, and yet we still have to deal with the under 88 IQ set, the other half of the populace of the United States. So roughly half. Can you imagine the average IQ being 88 and half having less than 88? When you hit 70, the IQ of 70, you begin to wet your pants. And I am not speaking figuratively. I'm speaking literally. Incontinence is around IQ of 70. Rich, back to you.
Well, let's take that number. You know, you've heard me say over the past couple of months, I use a lot of math. I use a lot of statistics. I use a lot of objective facts. I use data. I use, you know, you can't go wrong with math, even though math is now considered racist. So one of the statistics that I give is that 655 people, and Vince, you've heard me say this before, own over $4 trillion of worth in America. 200 million can't come up with $1,000 for emergency payment. And see, these people feel like they don't have representation. That's why I say what I do. That's why I do what I do. Because I stick up not just for the little people, but for our country. And when you look at 200 million people, let's say we have 350 million people, including illegal aliens in this country. I'd say that's at least, okay? The illegal immigration numbers always under-measured purposely. And now that the borders are wide open again and murders are going up, rapes going up, all the unit measures of despair, obesity, lack of opportunity, suicides, homicides, I mean, everything, debt, savings going down, nothing is going in the right direction because the elite, the powers that be are representing the elite and not we the people. And I feel that's why I do what I do, because we are one of the few people left who actually try and stick up for the bottom 93%, which you've heard me mention over and over again. So let's say we have 350 million people, let me get back to my point here, and 200 million people can't come up with $1,000 for an emergency payment. That's about, using a little, you know, shoot from the hip math, that's about, what, 43% of people who can't even feed themselves, who are living paycheck to paycheck, who are living day by day, okay? And this is why I say we should look at criteria for a job, not just hard work, effort, proven results, qualification, and willingness to help others, but the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, courage. And intelligence is not book smarts. That's a part of it. Book smarts, all that means is memory, okay? We need to create the balance. We need to think with foresight. We need to have nature smarts. We're too heavy in technology, which basically funnels people into like a hunting funnel, like you would for white-tailed deer. People have lost the ability to think on their own. This is why you hear me use the term thinkers versus followers. It's not that I don't like the term leader. It's just that we need to get people together to create ideas and solutions for the little people. Well, Vince, I know we went off into many tangents today. Is it okay if I get into a little bit of, as you call, news in a flash?
You bet. You bet. I'm going to sit back and listen.
Okay. I appreciate it, buddy. Okay. First article, even though I have referred to a few already. FBI Director Chris Wray testifies there is no evidence of fake Trump supporters at U.S. Capitol, even though we mentioned dozens of them like John Sullivan. And the entity itself has become poison. That's a quote from Judicial Watch's Chris Farrell in 2018 when he called for shutting down the FBI. Next, Antifa members caught with a gun on January 6th protest, arrested, then release. But don't tell anybody. And in the text of this article, talks about crooked Chris Wray. See, when you have at the DOJ, the FBI, the Supreme Court, all these aren't my opinions, folks. These are published articles in the public domain that come from way higher pay grades than myself. Next, Washington Supreme Court declares felony drug possession laws unconstitutional. So think about all the drug laws, Washington, Oregon, around the country, where you can take all these drugs, not even marijuana, but also a lot of very dangerous drugs. What do you think that's going to do to the safety of travel? This is by design, people. It makes people sicker. It makes people more dependent. It makes people become more followers and groupthink, less thinkers. It's all by design. It's not for some benevolent reason. Trust me. Next article. U.S. News, Arizona Department of Education teaches babies are racist. White kids must form anti-racist white identity. See, they want a race war. This is why they use group identity politics. They want divide and conquer strategies. I've given thousands of these examples over the years. It's not about equality, fairness, and tolerance and diversity. Because if it was, the middle class would come back. If it was, there'd be more prosperity. But as the case is, it's the aristocracy gaining ground, and everybody else losing ground. High court in China rules homosexuality is a mental disorder. That used to be here in the States not that many years ago. But see, China, because they are dubbed by the elite to be the new bearer of control, if you will, they can basically do whatever they want, just like all these so-called treaties and stuff for carbon footprints. It doesn't affect China. It affects everybody else, especially in the Western world. Next article. You got to remember, China is not a developing country, folks. China is our equal militarily in a lot of ways as well. But see, the elite have no allegiance to their country anymore. They care more about their addictions to power, money, and control and the consolidation of it than they do about the people. It should scare you. We've talked about this for years. Next article. Bicycle helmets are now racist in Seattle. And again, as I always like to say, folks, I give a disclaimer. Some people think I may make these articles up because they're so surreal. Some of them are so treasonous, so seditious, so unbelievable. Some people probably think I make them up. I promise these are all published articles in the public domain. I know it seems impossible, but that's the case. Next article, possible militia plot uncovered for Thursday. BS, BS, BS. Basically, they were talking about how the militia and the so-called right-wingers were going to take over the White House. We are now a banana republic. That's why we have military and fences out there, folks. What we used to call a banana republic just a few years ago was the term failed state. Now we are there. Next article. Toxic U.S. soybean oil absolutely wrecking the human brain. New research links to autism and Alzheimer's, just like these mRNA vaccines. Please go to Dr. Tenpenny. Dr. D-R, no period. Dr. D-R, no period. Tenpenny, T-E-N, like two hands up. Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. Please listen to her interviews. She's an expert in virology and vaccines. She knows this stuff. Next. With the blueprint for medical martial law being traced back decades, the great bug out has arrived as Americans try to get out of urban, suburban America. Of course, Vince and I have talked about this for years. Get out before you can't find any property, especially 20 acres or more. In this neck of the woods in northwest Montana, the average 20-acre parcel is going for at least $160,000 with nothing on it. I know of a 5-acre parcel that sold on a little lake for $850,000. I have a friend who I can't name drop here, but anyway, he just bought 5 acres with nothing on it for $185,000. Okay? Think about that. Next article. DC National Guard Commander Walker testifies on January 6th was a stand down order. Let me decode that for you. That means that the January 6th so-called attack that the Democrats are saying on the Capitol was planned. We've given dozens of these articles to prove this. Next article. Dem lawmaker opposes Arizona bill that raises sentences for pedophiles because it would hurt people of color. No, let me translate that for you. They want to basically normalize pedophilia so the elite can get away with it. That's what it's about. We'll be right back after the break with more news in the flash, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, I think in about 60 seconds I can tie some points together, connect some dots. And back in the 1970s, I received a ticket. I was listening to what you're saying, and I was thinking about how I received a traffic ticket for making a left turn. And it was in an area that I'd never been to before, and it was a no left turn area at the traffic light. But what happened was somebody had an accident and mowed down the sign on the side of the road that said no left turn. So I went to court, and they said, how do you plead? And I said, well, I made a left-hand turn. They said guilty. And I was told that ignorance is no excuse. So even though there was no sign for me to see because it had been mowed down, and the fact that I had never been there before did not enable me to avoid the ticket. So I got a fine, a ticket, and all the rest of it. Now the IRS, to connect this dot, the IRS keeps changing the rules every year. Congress wants it that way. And there's a company called Intuit that manufactures software for you to do your taxes called Quicken. Or TurboTax, those people. They bribe congressmen. They're not called bribes. They're called political campaign donations. They bribe Congress to keep the tax laws complicated so that TurboTax, can sell you a new copy of their software every year because last year's software doesn't work because the tax rules change. No kidding. So YouTube changes the rules too. YouTube changes the rules, and you think that you signed up when you posted something on YouTube that you would not talk about the election? Of course not. They changed the rules. So the IRS changes the rules. Congress is being bribed. Ignorance is no excuse. So even though there's no sign, it doesn't mean that that even though you didn't know, ignorance is not a defense. And I proved it back in the 1970s when I was a young driver. So what Rich is saying is absolutely, positively true. And he will not yield on saying the truth. And I don't blame him. And I appreciate it. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, we live in, it's not just ignorance, it's laziness, it's apathy, it's indifference. And obviously, as what we just discussed, it's an attack on truth. Think about this, folks. We're living in a nation where Cardi B's Song of the Year wins the top Song of the Year. And I'm going to have to, because we're on AM and FM, I have to tweak the title a little bit. The title of Cardi B's number one Song of the Year is titled Wet Ass, and it's similar to Pussycat. I think you get what I'm saying, but I had to change it because just in case there's a child listening. This is the nation we live in, where ignorance, apathy, indifference, laziness is the new cult. Verification, truth, means nothing. Okay, I'm going to go back to my news in a flash. All right, people. Next article. Gretchen Whitmer conspired with former top health officials to inflate coronavirus case numbers in exchange for cash. I want you to think about this, folks. Just like Cuomo, and here's a couple of articles about Cuomo. Cuomo chokes up in acting but won't resign and shows crocodile tears. Democrat socialists call for Cuomo to resign over sexual harassment claims. It's not about sexual harassment, folks. This is part of the distractions and the diversions that we talk about all the time. Remember, you hear me talk about thousands of examples of how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. I'm not making this up right now. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me give thousands of examples. It's not about sexual harassment. Are you kidding me? Sexual harassment for a Democrat almost qualifies them for president, Bill Clinton. It's about the murder of tens of thousands of people in nursing homes to get the COVID numbers up. It's hard to believe we live in America. All these people in the FBI and the DOJ and all these people, million-plus combat soldiers, gave their life for you, for our freedoms and liberty, and you are spitting on their graves. Next article. White House cuts feet, a virtual event after Joe Biden says, I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do. He doesn't even know what he's supposed to do, and his handlers, the last thing they want him to do is take questions. Why do you think he hasn't even given a speech since he became so-called installed? It's for that reason, people. Next article. Health impact. Over 1,000 female prisoners in California forcibly sterilized because it's cheaper to use eugenics.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate narrowly approved a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Saturday as President Biden and his Democratic allies notched a victory they called crucial for hoisting the country out of the pandemic and economic strains. All Republicans in attendance rejected the bloated bill on a 50-49 party-line vote. Congress is waiting for the paperwork from the Senate to do one last vote before going into law. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd, was delayed Monday as prosecutors asked an appeals court to weigh in on a district judge's ruling that jury selection may proceed while appeals over charges are still pending. Chauvin's defense team says Floyd had drugs in his mouth he swallowed at the time of his arrest, leading to an overdose. 14 games are scheduled for Major League Baseball spring training. Tickets are available for most games as they will be played in Arizona and Florida. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
California retail stores may be asked to eliminate separate sections for boys' and girls' toys, clothing, and child care items if a bill introduced last month by Democrats in the California state legislature becomes law. The bill, co-authored by Democrat Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia, said it would require retail department stores with 500 or more employees to maintain undivided areas of its sales floor where the majority of items being offered are displayed, regardless of whether they're an item traditionally marked for either boys or girls. The bill proposes fines up to $1,000 for stores that do not comply. Gasoline prices under President Biden's leadership will continue to go through the roof. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That 5-cent increase makes it up to a national average of $2.77, which is 32 cents higher than a month ago and 40 cents higher than a year ago. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, motorists will soon see even higher prices.
Motorists can expect gas prices to continue inching ahead in the next week thanks to the continued rise in oil, and it does not look to end anytime soon as refiners soon begin to start switching to seasonal blends of gasoline mandated in the U.S. across the warmer months.
Across the country, Mississippi has the lowest prices at $2.42 a gallon, while California continues to be the highest at $3.74.
Crude oil prices, not demand, is driving up costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I've got a question for you. I was listening to the bottom of the hour news and talking about gas prices, and you mentioned that gas prices have gone up 47 times in 48 days. And yeah, it's gone, and they say through the Biden administration. Well, if you think about it, what would be the natural result if gas prices keep going up and up and up? Wouldn't it be something akin to people saying, honey, listen, you know, that electric car is sounding more and more inviting. You know, we won't have to pay road taxes that are built into gasoline prices for the state and federal levels. So we can avoid, you know, 40 cents a gallon if we go to electric, and, you know, we're only paying X cents per kilowatt hour for electricity. I guess it's time we should get one of those Musk mobiles. Rich, I think there is a concerted effort to get the GDP on electric cars. What do you think?
Well, of course, but you got to think of, you know, when you have gas prices go up, you also have shipping go up. When you have electric cars go up, you also have all these mining of all these so-called minerals to create these batteries. You know, there's consequences to everything. It's just like, you know, you mentioned about the last commercial, just like with George Floyd. We talked about why he died from an overdose many times, and a lot in the alternative media did. But see, the Democrats, the elites, they never want to let a crisis go to waste. It's just like when Pelosi gives lectures on how she smears her enemies, demonizing, delegitimizing, discredit them. We are living in a world of where the powers that be want submissive conformity to increase despair, to increase division, increase elimination of rights. It's a cognitive dissonance lesson. It's devolving humanity into stupid. It's just like the virus, just like anything else. It's not about the virus. It's about the agenda and the control. We're not asking the right questions. Again, when a lie reaches its full potential, when asking questions and telling the truth becomes illegal, this is the live, this is what we're living in right now, folks. It's very dangerous. It's very scary. This is why we should say it like it is and say the truth, because it's in our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Vince, is it okay if I continue with more news in a flash?
Yeah, I just have one quick question. Have you ever typed in the search terms Biden space takes space showers? Have you typed that into any search engine?
No offense, but that's probably one of the last things I'm going to type in.
Well, class, you might want to try that. And if you do, you are going to be absolutely shocked. And you will see search results like Diary of Joe Biden's Daughter, Showers with My Dad.
Oh, no,
Biden's
I've read
daughter.
About that, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if it's true or not. So I'm not going to say whether I believe it's true or not. I'm just saying it's out there. And I don't know if it's designed to damage his reputation. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. He is known as a guy who just can't speak at all without, I think they call him a serial gaffe or something like that. A nonstop gaffe, meaning he makes mistakes in almost everything he says. It's pretty scary, right? But please continue.
Well, yeah. If you're anti-free speech, anti-American, pro-pedophilia, which is where you were going there, anti-legitimate jobs, anti-freedom, anti-liberty, justice, anti-individual, anti-truth. You're willing to promote divide-and-conquer strategies openly and justify hate for others because of your cognitive dissonance for your group and your managed perception ideology. You know, if you're anti-we the people, if you're, you know, pro-fear, pro-bribes, pro-blackmail, pro-threats, pro-tattletale, pro-gossip, you get rewarded. And this is why that's another reason why the phony left paradigm is phony, and it is the pro-anti-human, pro-consolidate money, power, control, pro-depopulation, pro-representative the super wealthy elite, pro-anti-little people, pro-destruction of America, destruction of the Republic, pro the agenda where math, science, academia, big corporations, big government are willing to be all paid for politics, for the aristocracy serfdom relationship. That's why I use the term submissive conformity. That's why we all need to question expert and official authorities, because it usually means bought and paid for. So that being said, I'm going to go back to news in the flash because I'm looking at the clock here. I'm going to have to shortcut my shortcuts, as I always have to do. American youth more likely to die from suicide than COVID. I can't tell you how many good people I know, great parents who lost their children from suicide because of all this political correctness, lack of options, and confusion being done by the elite, including in public and government schools. Next, here's one for what you want to say, or for your last topic, Vince. Quote, as useless as Joe Biden. Epic. Marjorie Taylor Greene sports a new face mask on the hoppy on the House floor. She is just like Lauren Boebert, that little congresswoman. These people have guts. These people are Americans. These people are willing to say the truth. Now, are they new and they haven't been bought and paid for yet? Could that mean something? It could. But right now, I'm giving them kudos for standing for what's right. Next article, DOJ quietly dismisses 31 Portland Antifa cases. Next, 13 woke corporations forcing Texans to wear masks. Who would have thought that being awake and being woke would be meaning two separate things? This is how stupid we have gotten, people. Biden tells NASA engineer, quote, Indian Americans are taking over the country. Now, think about if Donald Trump said this, or any Republican that isn't willing to be a rhino and sell out the people. They would have been, oh, my God, skewered. And who knows how much stuff would have been invented. Nancy Pelosi would have come out with the smear tactics, the demonization, the delegitimization, the discrediting those people. Next article, the left's obsession with trying to turn all transgender is even too much for Bill Maher. Next article, I wish I had more time, folks, to make more comments. I'm running out of time. Big tech getting 15% discount to hire foreign workers over Americans. Do you still think it's a left-right paradigm, people? No, it's a takedown of our country. Next, situation update March 8th. Bill Gates aiding communist China in harvesting your DNA of Americans to build a race-specific bioweapon. This is an article. Next article, Bill Gates, Microsoft, mRNA vaccines, and the global plot to turn human DNA, protein synthesis, and immune function into a weapon. People who really need to listen to the frontline doctors. They're being purged. You need to listen to Dr. Ten Penny, D-R, no period. The word ten and the word penny. Her last name is Ten Penny. Please listen to her. She is a virologist. She's a medical doctor. She's extremely intelligent. You need to listen to her. Basically, she's an American. Okay, next article. Scientists at Sloan Kettering discover mRNA inactivates tumor-suppressing. Scientists at Sloan Kettering discover mRNA inactivates tumor-suppressing proteins. What that means is that it can promote cancer. Next article, a Swedish professor, this is out of the New York Post, of epidemiology, had gotten fierce backlash over his studies talking about epidemiology and getting angry messages from social media and his email because he was posting certain things about children 1 to 16 regarding laboratory-verified clinically and I'm just speed reading here. Basically, 15 children went to the ICU at a rate, and this is about, you know, COVID, a rate of 0.77 per 1,000. According to the report, only four had underlying chronic coexisting conditions, and none died. As far as teachers, fewer than 30 ended up in the ICU for the same period, a rate of 19 per 100,000. You have a better chance. I have a better chance of walking on my property and getting killed by a grizzly bear, a mountain lion, or a black bear than dying of COVID. This is what's going on here, folks. Face masks in COVID-19 era. I'm shortcutting everything, people. I apologize for not putting context in the studies. I'm running out of time. Facebook's face masks about COVID-19. physiological effects. Hypoxemia, hypercapnia, shortness of breath, increased lactate concentration, decline in pH levels, acidosis, toxicity, inflammation, self-contamination, increase in stress hormone level with adrenaline, non-adrenaline, cortisol, increased muscle tension, immunosuppression, psychological effects, activation of fight or flight stress response, chronic stress condition, fear, mood disturbances, insomnia, fatigue, compromised cognitive performance. People, all you got to do is go outside, especially to a bigger city, and see how people interact with masks. That's why I mentioned some of these signs where they say, don't look people in the eye, don't talk to people, don't assemble with people. This is done by design, people. I'm glad to see a lot of governors, like here in Montana and in Idaho, burning masks. People are getting rid of the mask mandate because they can see that this is a scam. Is it a virus? Yes. But it's 99% control agenda. That's what it's about. Health consequences, increased predisposition for viral and infection illnesses, headaches, anxiety, depression, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, exacerbation of existing conditions and diseases, accelerating age process, health deterioration, premature mortality. Pardon me going fast, people, but this is what we're dealing with. Next article. I'm talking too fast with my own voice here. Big Pharma whistleblower reveals dangers of mRNA vaccines. Next article. Top WHO official caught on video in December 2019 revealing coronavirus manipulation at Wuhan lab before the pandemic. That's called plan, people. Next article. Woman recently injected with experimental COVID vaccines are showing symptoms of breast cancer. Next article. White House working with big tech to suppress so-called vaccine misinformation. Let me decode that for you. They control the narrative. They want to make you believe something. They want to control you through fear, and they want to keep the pandemic going as long as possible. Okay, I can go into more detail and specificity, but I don't have time. Next article. CDC says vaccinated should still wear masks. See? Just like I mentioned about the mask, they want you to wear masks. They want individualism. They want groupthink.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Shevens with us. And Rich, there's a group on the digital space called Center for Countering Digital Hate. CCDH, Center for Countering Digital Hate. And they have a hit list of Facebook and Instagram's top 10 anti-vaxxers. This was sent to me by one of our students. And three of them have already been crossed off. Actually, they say they're 10, but they're really 11. And three of them have been crossed off. And number one still on the list is Joseph Mercola. Number three still remaining on the list is Sherry Tenpenny. So they say that what the Center for Countering Digital Hate, what their mission is to counter the spread of hate and misinformation in digital spaces. I just want to let you know, Sherry Tenpenny is on the hit list.
When you're over the target, folks, you're usually doing well because you're speaking truth. That's why the CDC still wants you to wear a mask. That's why the COVID spread is the lowest since the scamdemic began, because what they've done is they've lowered the units of measure and the variances of the PCR test. This isn't rocket science. I've read many, many articles on this. Okay? That's what that decoded, that's the translation of slowest since the scamdemic began. That's what that means. It means that they have lowered the units of measure on the testing. Okay, the next article. The vaccine is the pandemic. 80% of nuns vaccinated at Kentucky convent tested positive for coronavirus 2 days later. Next article. Dozens of Italian teachers fall ill after getting vaccinated for coronavirus. People, this isn't me making it up. Rich is not making this stuff up. These are published articles in the public domain. I'm asking you to read, to research, to verify, to think on your own and not think with groupthink. Next, NHS worker dies after receiving first dose of Pfizer vaccine. Next article, another 9 care home residents dead and 78 infected with COVID-19 days after receiving the Pfizer's jab. Next, 108 illegals released by Border Patrol test positive for COVID. Next, Arizona hospital says nearly all of COVID cases are illegal aliens. Next, illegal aliens with COVID set free to travel anywhere in the USA. People, if this was such a big deal, why are they bringing in all these millions of illegal aliens and setting them free, even though they're so-called infected, and they're not being stopped or not being even tested? Why is that? Connect the dots, people. Think for yourself. Next article, woman dies of brain hemorrhage after COVID-19 vaccine in Japan. Next article, the overwhelming evidence of the COVID-19 pandemic was covered up by government officials, U.S. scientific authorities, and Chinese counterparts. Are you connecting the dots? I'm not telling you what to do or not to do. I'm giving you information, people. Verify what I'm saying. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next article. Emails reveal the World Health Organization and NIH caved into China's efforts to control information about coronavirus. Big Pharma controls the World Health Organization, the NIH, the FDA, the AMA, medical schools. They control it, either directly or indirectly. I've gotten this information by many an article, many a physician. That's the way it goes. Next article, FDA abandons informed consent after emergency use approval of the J&J, that's Johnson & Johnson, coronavirus vaccine, and they skipped large-scale safety testing. Please verify. Next article, Bill Gates Foundation funded genomics for mining DNA data through COVID tests. I mentioned this a little earlier. Next article, mask mouth causes gum disease, which is increases coronavirus death risk by 900%. 900% is a pretty big number. I've interviewed Dr. Sheely about this. I've mentioned this on the air. The bacteria in the mouth is the most virulent, the most dangerous, the most potent. This bacteria is associated also with heart attacks and strokes. And I confirmed this with Dr. Sheely. You remember when I interviewed Dr. Sheely, who's got 60-plus years of medical experience, who haven't lost one iota of his senses, who has an accumulation of data and experience. I asked him, Dr. Sheely, why is all these neurological and immunological diseases going up? Why is it? And he answered, vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. Next article, Arizona Health Department goes door to door to register people for COVID vaccine. This is against the Nuremberg Code, the Geneva Convention, and the Hippocratic Oath. You need to stand up for your rights, people. We appreciate you being here. Thank you. You all have a great day.
Rich Eben, thank you so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, Gwyneth, for 2 hours. Thursday, Kathy and I will be talking about home improvements. Friday, Bert will be joining me, and I'll be spending an hour talking about tips.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.